Zoe, thank you so much for taking a moment to talk to us today, and congratulations on winning the 2013 Global Talent Search.
Thank you very much, Beth.
How's it been?
Well, it's been a bit of a sort of surreal experience so far. You know, every day I wake up and I sort of get down to doing my work, and you know, there's emails from Lilla and new jobs coming through, and I'm still pinching myself, really.
It's just brilliant.
It's really good. It's just such a change for me as well. So it's what I really wanted to do. So it's just brilliant.
What were you doing before GTS?
Before I did maths, I was and GTS, I was working as a sort of freelance web designer, and that's really what I've done throughout my whole career. I started off doing print graphic design when I first started, and then sort of moved into web design. And before we moved out to Australia, about 4.5 years ago, I was still working for a company, but I was on maternity leave. So when we moved to Australia, I wasn't working because I had a baby. And so after we'd been here a few months, I found a job and I was working for a company, but then I was laid off. I was made redundant. So I decided to just do freelance work for myself because it just fitted in better with having a family and kids. And, you know, I didn't want my youngest going to daycare for like full time every day. So yeah, I just started doing that, and I was lucky. I found a local company, a new company, and I was just doing sort of casual work with them, which was great. But, you know, it's one of those things. I sort of fell into web design, and although I enjoyed it as I was doing it, I knew that my heart wasn't in it, and it's not what I sort of started off doing. You know, I didn't train as a web designer. I trained as a textile designer. So yeah, that's what I was doing before maths.
So then you took maths, which is make art that sells, Lilla's course. And that's obviously 2 sets of 5 weeks. And what did you feel, any difference in your work during that? How was the experience of that, firstly, to lead you into the Global Talent Search?
I kept getting emails for, because I'd signed up for the on Lilla's website for the newsletters, and I was getting these emails coming through about this Global Talent Search and maths, and you know, when I saw them, I was kind of like, oh yeah, that'd be great to do that, but you know, I've got to do this and it's just not really going to happen for me. So I kind of just kept shoving it away, and then I thought, one day I just got an email through and I was like, actually, do you know what, I'm just going to sign up for GTS.
Awesome.
You know, what have I got to lose? You know, I can give it a try and see, who knows what will happen. And then I thought, well, if I'm going to do GTS, I think I maybe should do maths. So I kind of did it back to front. And, you know, I spoke to my husband, Mark, one morning, and he was at work. So I was Skyping him. I was sending him a message on Skype, and I said, you know, this course has come up. It's you know, it's quite a bit of money, but I think something really good is going to happen from me doing this. And it was something that I'd been thinking about all the time, that I wanted to break into that kind of work, but I just didn't know how to do it. So it just seemed like perfect timing for me. And he just said straight away, yeah, go for it. So I signed up for maths, and then maths was, I didn't know what to expect at first, and I was really nervous because, you know, I thought there was going to be people who were so much better than me, and you know, you have all these insecurities, and I was really nervous about putting my stuff out there and my work, and but it was a really nice surprise actually, and I just kept really open, you know. I remember Lila saying at the beginning, you just need to stay open, try new things, and that's what I did, and it just sort of came out. All the work just came out of me, and I just loved it. My husband kept saying to me, oh my goodness, you're like a different person.
Wow. And what was it, do you think, that was such a surprise?
Just that I enjoyed it so much, and what was coming out of me, you know, the actual work that was coming out of me. And I guess that's down to, well, it's down to the way that Lila teaches, and the way she gets you to work on projects, you know, the starting off small and then taking it through to the bigger assignment. And I just love that way of working. And I'd never, you know, before Matt, I never ever drew in a sketchbook. Ever.
Wow.
You know, straight onto the computer, and that was like a really big downfall of mine, and often it doesn't work when you do that, and it wasn't working for me, so doing it this way, it was just like a big eye-opener.
And did you have a favourite market in the course?
Well, I mean, I studied printed textiles at college, so probably bolt fabric for me was, which was the first week. And yeah, I really enjoyed that week.
It's interesting to be challenged in areas you've not thought about before, isn't it? And see that your work can actually work places that you'd never even imagined.
I was really, really apprehensive about the book, Children's Book Week, because I didn't have a clue about, you know, I've never even thought about illustrating a book. So that was really good and hard as well. But, you know, I just worked through it and actually was really quite pleased with the results that I got from that. But
and now you've landed a job illustrating a book, right?
yeah.
Which is
a children's book, but yeah, that's all finished now. I think it's October, around about October it'll be coming out. So
that's so exciting. I do want to ask you a bit about your work, but first of all, let's just talk a bit about the actual experience of the Global Talent Search. I mean, it's obviously in three main stages. How did you feel at each stage? Obviously, you're shortlisted, and then it's in the gallery, and then you're in the final, and then you're the winner. You know, it's kind of increasing levels of excitement, I would imagine. But how was it?
I mean, it was the same kind of at the beginning. It was the same sort of feeling as at the beginning of Matt's, where I didn't really have any expectations at all. You know, I sort of went into it and thought, well, I've got to give it a shot and see what happens. And so, yeah, just did full debrief and then got through to the next round. And that was amazing. You know, that my husband was away at the time when I found out. And so I was kind of just sitting here on my own going, yay!
And it's so brilliant to think of all of those people in whatever they're doing in their life at that moment, having that moment of celebration.
Yeah, yeah. And it was going crazy on Facebook, and you know, it was just a really good feeling to get through and to know that I'd produced something that was good enough. You know, because I always had this thing before that I would never be good enough to do it, and that's one of just a thing that I, you know, I've always kind of felt a bit like that personally about my work. But through doing this, Matt's and GTS, it's actually I don't have those feelings anymore, which is good.
Well, after winning from a pool of 1,500 people, you can't possibly think that you're good enough anymore. It's incredible. And what about when you found out that you'd won?
Oh my God, that was actually the round with the tote bag was probably the worst one for me. I was going crazy during that bit. It was really nerve wracking and. It's a real roller coaster because you get really into the work and then you submit the work and then there's a bit of a wait, so you're kind of waiting around and and watching the clock as it gets closer and come on, just let us know who's gone through. And it was exciting and nerve-wracking and loads of different emotions. It was really, really good though.
And obviously it wasn't just about the fact that you won and kind of got that title. You won a contract to work with Lilla Rogers Studio for 2 years. How's that experience been now you're a few months into it?
That was the thing that, winning a competition for winning a competition's sake wasn't really, it was to win representation with Lilla. That's why I did it. And of course all the brilliant jobs that came with that. It's just been a dream come true, really.
What does your day look like now?
Once I get the kids sorted, actually, I get up quite early. I get up about sort of 5 o'clock in the morning. And that's usually when I sit down and just do emails. And because that's, Lilla and Susan and Jennifer are usually online then and there. That emailing is easier at that time in the morning for me with them.
Because of the time difference, not because they're in their office.
I think, you're sort of around and I'm up and about at that time, so it's good to do a bit of correspondence then via email or whatever. For a couple of hours in the morning I'm doing that kind of thing, checking on Facebook and doing any blog stuff or, whatever. And then I get the kids up and get them ready for school, off to school. And then I come back and I usually do try and get a bit of exercise in when I come straight back from school so that I've done it and I'm set up for the day. And then once I've done that, I just sit down and get on with whatever I'm working on.
And what kind of jobs have you been working on?
Since the end of GTS, we were straight into another round of MATS, the second part of MATS, so I was doing that, and at the same time I was doing a couple of extra bits for Midwest for the part of the prize.
Which was a home decor line with your name on it, so it was so awesome. Yeah.
And I've just seen all the product mock-ups for that, so
How's that?
They look great. I can't wait to see it all, hold it and see it for real. It's going to be amazing. So I've been doing that, and then about a week or two after the end of GTS, got an email from Lilla saying that they've got me a book deal. And that was just like my jaw just sort of hit the floor and I was like, oh my goodness. So I've been doing that, and then there's Fabric with Robert Kaufman. That's in production now, and I think that launches in April. But a lot of the work had already been done for that because they picked out certain pieces that I'd already worked on, during MATS or MATS work. And I've been doing Mother's Day cards for American Greetings. What else have I been doing? I'm just about to start doing garden totem pole things with Studio M as well.
Such a wide variety, so, isn't it? And there, those are mostly the American Greetings one is a new job, but most of them are just the prizes from GTS. That you know, got to get all of those out of the way first before you start getting all these other working.
I think there's still a couple of other things, you know, from the prize as well. You know, there's the paper chase journal cover and the scrapbooking as
It's very exciting. Yeah. And to be featured in Where Women Create Business. So, amazing prizes.
Yeah, that'll be, I think that'll be, that issue will be coming out soon as well. I think it's a spring issue.
So what do you think the difference GTS is going to have made to your career? I mean, having won it, obviously you were in the very early stages, but it sounds to me like you're on a completely different trajectory to where you were, you know, a year ago.
Yeah, I mean, I think after doing maths, I probably would have pursued this as a career anyway. And you know, I remember when I spoke to Lilla after, during the final where we had a Skype chat with them, and she said, what will you do if you don't win? And I just said, well, I'll be knocking on your door in 6 months' time.
Good answer.
Yeah, that's what she said, a good answer. So, you know, I would have done it anyway, I think, but it would have just taken me a bit longer. So this is really just fast-tracked me and catapulted me into the jobs that, you know, other people will be doing, but it's just been made so much easier for me to do it.
That's fantastic. And so just before we go, I do want to ask, what would you say to someone who's kind of on the fence about registering for the Global Talent Search, maybe feeling how you were back then, your art's not good enough, or you're too shy to share it, or what's the point because there's like 1,000 other people? You know, somebody has to win. It might just be you. What advice would you give them?
I'd say you've just got to do it. You sort of owe it to yourself to find out. You know, and just because there's like 1,500 people and you don't get to the final doesn't mean that you're not good enough. Because, you know, I was up against some really amazing other artists, you know. So I would say just go for it because you've really got nothing to lose. And who knows what could happen? Who knows what could happen?
You might just win. And I think what you said there is really important, that obviously you're creating portfolio pieces along the way. You know, it's a brilliant thing to be part of. It's fun, that buzz, that, you know, wondering what's happening at each stage. And the thing that really blew me away was how supportive everyone was of everybody else. Like, of course, I'm sure there's an element of jealousy or a bit, oh, I wish that was, you know, I wish I'd got through or whatever. But everyone was really incredibly supportive and got to know so many other people's work, which is, you know, it's a brilliant platform for showcasing your work, whether you win or not. So I think that's really
well, that's the thing. You know, I've made so many great friends and connections to doing the course and GTS, and so in that sense it's been a really good thing to, you know, to do it all and to meet all these brilliant people who really are supportive of each other and still are, even after the course is finished and after GTS is finished, it's still ongoing. And that's just brilliant, you know, because there's not anything else like that really for people who do this kind of work. You know, it's a bit sort of solitary and it's a good thing.
To have that ongoing community is really important, definitely. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your time, Zoe. We're so happy for you. Cannot wait to see all of these products emerging. And just want to wish you lots of fun creating art for all these new jobs that Lilla has landed you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Beth. It's down to you as well.
We were very proud to be able to put on something like the Global Talent Search, and we can't wait to see what comes out of it this year.
Neither can I. It'll be great to sit back and not be stressed about it.